Hello, everybody. I am so excited to be with you today. My goodness, do we have some big, huge, explosive news. We are bringing on a new member to the staff that he will be doing everything behind the scenes. He'll co-host with me. We'll be doing several programs together. I'm incredibly excited to finally announce this. It's been in the work now for a few months, and I'm so happy today. Many of you know this man that watch our program. His name is Josh Peck, and he has been working at Skywatch TV for 7 years, and he and his wife and his 5 kids will be moving here to Central Illinois to serve IGBY International Ministries in just a few days. Josh, are you here with me?
I sure am, Zach. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Very excited about everything. We got a lot of stuff.
Yes, we do. A lot of stuff in the works. And I've been talking about to my audience, just basically buckle up because there is an explosion about ready to take place. Many of you that are watching, that watch this program, you're very familiar with Josh Peck. But for those of you that aren't, let me tell you a little bit about Josh. I have a bio here for you, okay? So Josh Peck, he is the founder of Daily Renegade. He also hosts The Sharpening Report. He's an avid researcher. He's worked in full-time ministry at Skywatch TV for 7 years. And he's the author of a lot of books, including The Lost Prophecies of the Qumran, The Second Coming of the New Age, which he actually co-authored with Stephen Bancar, a true expert when it comes to this new wave of New Age that has just is destroying the millennial generation in Gen Z like none other. He's also the author of The Day the Earth Stands Still. He co-authored that with Derek Gilbert. Author of the book called Abaddon Ascending, who he co-authored with best-selling author Tom Horn, and a lot of others. What's neat, and he'll be continuing this for this ministry, Josh is also an award-winning documentary filmmaker, directing films such as Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, and Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. Now, Josh has been featured on numerous television and radio shows, including Skywatch TV, Prophecy Watchers, Tipping Point with Jimmy Evans, The History Channel's In Search Of with Zachary Quinto, and Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. And Josh, like I said, and Christina and his 5 kids will be moving here in just a few days. Actually, Andrew Bellers and myself will be heading down to Missouri. And I told Josh this, we're going to help you out. And you know what? I'll even drive that big old 26-foot U-Haul back here to Central Illinois, the soybean capital of the world for you. Josh, once again, we are so excited that you are joining the team.
Oh, I'm really excited too. I can't wait to get started.
You know, a little bit about how this came about. We knew that we were needing to fill a position here at the show. And I called you and I basically said, Josh, just keep your ear to the ground for us. This is what we're looking for. And we believe that whoever has the Lord has for us, he's been marked. It's going to be a time of incredible growth. And we kind of kept talking. And we realized, my goodness, Josh, why don't you come and fill this spot for us? Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, totally. So the way it works, at Skywatch, I'm technically what's called an independent contractor. And Skywatch is like my client, basically. So I'm not in like a traditional employment setting, like I will be when I move there. But well, the way that this all came about was really an answer to prayer on my end, stuff that you didn't even know about, because for those who are familiar with some of the stuff that I do on the side outside of Skywatch time, I run a business, an LLC called Daily Renegade, which is basically a collection of biblical teaching videos on prophecy and a whole bunch of other topics. Well, I had been having a really hard time keeping up with it because my, 9 to 5, I set that aside for Skywatch. And then I've been doing daily Renegade stuff kind of on weekends. But with for many who follow me, they know that my son has had a lot of health problems. He's in remission from leukemia. And so that was taking up a lot of my time and you know, just various other just family stuff, you know, part of having five kids. So I haven't been able to post on Daily Renegade as much as I would like to. It used to be an every week thing. And lately it's been every couple of months, if even that. So, you know, unfortunately, because of that, also the website has been having problems and we haven't been able to fix it. And so I asked the members of Daily Renegade to pray with me, keep me in prayer for wisdom and guidance, for God to show me Lord, what do you want me to do with Daily Renegade? Should I just stop doing Daily Renegade, give it up, and just focus solely on Skywatch? Because I'm happy to do that. And I was actually fully prepared to do that before your phone call. I was talking with Christina. I said, you know, this Daily Renegade thing is not sustainable right now because I just don't have the time to put in that, you know, our members really deserve. Well, so I had me and the Daily Renegade members have been praying about that for months, for actually about a year. And so when I got your phone call and I started thinking about it, you know, we were tossing around ideas, and the idea of Daily Renegade come up and how that could incorporate into this new deal. And it was for me, I after that first phone call, I prayed and I was like, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, I absolutely will do it. But you have to make it so obvious for me that I can't possibly make a mistake, because it's a big step. It's a big move. And what he did in a lot of different ways, there were a lot of confirmations and just, you know, a lot of those seemingly coincidental things that are, you know, we know is like God things. And there was just a number of those that pretty much proved to me like, okay, this is where God wants me. And the great thing is, Skywatch, I can't say what, because I don't know what has been announced and what hasn't. Skywatch has some great things coming up. This way, we don't have to just tear down Daily Renegade and stop doing it. So it's almost like a divide and conquer thing. We'll be able to grow Daily Renegade. Skywatch will still be able to grow as well. And so to me, it's like best of both worlds. We're going to have two ministries here that can grow and flourish and help each other out. So after we talked some more, I emailed Tom Horn and told him the deal. He's super optimistic about it, and he was even saying, yeah, maybe we could do this, we could do that. There's ways we can all benefit here. This is great. So I obviously absolutely love my Skywatch family. I'll always support Skywatch and Whispering Ponies Ranch and everything that they do. But I absolutely, to the core of my being, believe that this is a God thing, that this is God ordained, and I think all of us are going to be able to make a lot out of this. So that's kind of the history of how this whole thing happened.
You know, and we're going to be writing books. We're going to be creating documentaries. Josh is going to help us bolster our Paul Revere Report, which is our monthly newsletter that comes to the partners that sign up for the Paul Revere Club. And a lot of our partners absolutely love it. Josh, we are so excited. I can't wait for you to join our team. Huge things are in the work, brother. And I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you too. And I'm really excited. And like I said, I just can't wait to get up there and get started.
Let me tell you right now, I believe that the government is going to be coming after 501s very soon. There's actually a quote by, let me get his name exactly. It's by James Lindsay, who is the New Discourses founder and president and author of The Marxification of Education. And he believes that the LGBTQ movement, especially in June right now, may be used as a method to target Christians in America, possibly even resulting in government investigation of churches throughout the nation. It's all about labeling conservatives as dangerous Christian nationalists. Now, I want to say this, and I've got to be careful with how I say this, because we are a 501c3. And what I'll say is this: what Josh and I are about to do, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but it's basically finished right now. It needs to be polished to some degree. It's going to be what the Lord, I believe, spoke to me many years ago, to create an online internet network. and it's going to be separate from a 501. And let me tell you why. That protects us from the reach of the government, at least for quite some time. Because there is a day coming soon where the government is going to be investigating churches. They're researching it right now. Who's talking about what? It's almost like this whole thing with Target and Anheuser-Busch. It's bait to see who's going to react. Mm-hmm. Okay? And whenever we can talk about the Lord all of the time on this program, and there are so many subjects that have been deemed political when they are not.
Yeah.
They are spiritual subjects. But because we're a 501, and because of this whole Johnson Amendment, it's muzzled the vast majority of churches and Christian ministries like ourselves. So there is going to have to be something, a new wave, a new model that's going to be created. And I believe that Josh and myself have figured this out. And I believe that what is going to be, what is being built right now, we could say that it's had a pretty successful test run so far. But what is going to happen in the future concerning this new partnership, I believe America will be hearing from this source. And like I said, I can't go into a fantastic amount of details. But, you know, did you know that the federal government has labeled those at the January 6th riots as not Donald Trump supporters? Isn't that interesting? or anything else? I mean, you could have categorized them as anything you wanted. You know, things that would have made a lot more sense than what they actually did categorize the entire group. But the federal government has categorized those at the January 6th demonstrations, rather, as Christian nationalists.
Yeah.
How interesting.
That's becoming
that?
One of those charged terms, you know. I mean, it used to be like even something as simple as Zionist. It used to be that to be a Zionist, it just means that you believe the state of Israel has a right to exist. That's it, no more, no less. And now the term Zionist is incredibly charged. They're doing the same thing with Christian nationalists.
That's right. You know, here is a video of Glenn Beck interviewing James Lindsay on this matter that they're labeling them as Christian nationalists. And you're going to see that word, you know, rise to the top more and more in your daily news consumption. Take a listen to this video.
There are already large dossiers written for the federal government saying that the cause of January 6th, which of course is their favorite thing to go to, was in fact not even MAGA or Trump. Believe it. How crazy is it that they say it's something other than Trump? It's Christian nationalism, which is a rising domestic terror threat. So if they can use some excuse to label churches as breeding grounds for domestic terrorism, you can bet the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and maybe the IRS are going to be cracking down and spying on churches. You can bet they're going to try to push something like a Second Patriot Act that allows them to spy on churches and do whatever else that they have to do in order to try to limit that alleged threat of domestic terrorism. And this is well linked already in the federal government. This isn't just some media narrative, although that's happening too, to give it legs in the population. This is something that they'll get the public to demand, that they're going to say white supremacy tied to Christian nationalism, white Christian nationalism is the biggest threat. It's a very serious concern, and they will use the unbelievable provocations that they're going to put forth in the next month or two for Pride to trigger Christians into giving them the reaction that they need so that they can justify these political moves against both Christians and conservatives, but also all Americans.
There you are. So did you hear what he just said? There are already large dossiers written for the federal government. And because the cause of the January 6th is Christian nationalists. And this will give them the false authority to label Christians that are patriots as domestic terrorists. And here's the thing. Okay, so for those of you that maybe watch my program exclusively on social media, you know what took place last week. It was a big event. For those of you that watch just on network television, or whether it's Comcast cable or, you know, DirecTV or whatever have you, maybe you have no idea what took place. Well, let me just give you a really quick update. We believe that such growth is going to be taking place here over the next year to 18 months, that we are searching for a building, and we found a nearly 11,000 square foot historical home here in Decatur, Illinois, that was a foreclosure. Now, to rebuild this home today would literally probably cost $10 to $12 million. All right, but it was a foreclosure. It was an auction. There were some loops that we had to jump through because there were, the legal term is squatters. There were squatters that, you know, were within this home that we'd have to deal with to get them out. But we, and on the third floor, where, you know, it's a, it was a mansion. Where would we film? Everywhere. Gosh, on the third floor, it was an entire ballroom. It was over 3,000 square foot open ballroom that would serve as one studio. And it was going to serve as our headquarters, okay? So IGBY International Ministries, you know, with the Zach Drew Show, we were high bidder. Now, because, and I don't even really want to go into it, but something wasn't kosher that took place. And I just have to believe that the Lord was protecting us from something, that this wasn't the building we were supposed to have. Because all of our T's were crossed, all of our I's were dotted. We had done our due diligence, we were meticulous, and we even had had meetings of what the bank was needing to do. We were the high bidder. Like I said, this home would be millions and millions of dollars because it was a foreclosure. We secured it for $300,000. Then there was a little dance that was done by our financiers, okay, being the bank. And they said, well, it was our understanding that we had 30 days to finance the money because we were good. Even with our lines of credit, we were okay. And there was a funny dance that happened, and the bank ended up making it so that the deal fell through, even though it was our clear understanding and what we thought was their clear understanding of what was to take place. So the Word of God says, do all you can do and then stand. And that's what we did. We did all we could do, and the deal fell through. So we just have to trust that the Lord is sovereign, and that that home, at least not right now, was not supposed to serve as the headquarters that would be a bastion to the world of light for Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something. It was an eye-opener, okay? Because this home is such a famous home all throughout Illinois that, gosh, I was on probably 10 plus different news outlets, a lot of different Fox News affiliates. They were interviewing me on what our plans for the home was and so on and so forth. And there were thousands, not hundreds, but there were thousands of comments made. And my goodness, Josh, you better get ready, buddy, because we are on the front lines. Yeah. They hate us. And, you know, and some people are like, well, Zach, you shouldn't read through the comments. Why? Why not? It energizes me. I'm like, listen, if these Marxists are saying those horrible things about me, I'm on the right track, buddy.
That's
like,
right.
This is a fantastic thing. And just for good measure, you know what we should do? I actually have some screenshots here in my phone of some of the real winners of some of the comments. Okay, ready? No, so first of all, I was getting messages of, you know, people saying that they're going to sue me and that whatever. You know, I don't even know why. But, you know, here's one. We won't say his last name, but Carl here on Fox 5527 commented, Zach Drew is a far right extremist.
Isn't it interesting how they always say far right? No, mm-hmm. Man, you could just dip your toe in conservatism and you're far right. Mm-hmm. They don't have a word for just a normal person on the right. It's always far right extremist.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And here's the thing. You know, if they want to label people that want to protect children from sexual exploitation as a far right extremist. Okay, labels, you know, it's just a label. If they say, you know what, this guy doesn't want little girls and little boys taking hormone blockers without their parents knowing, you know, or is not a huge fan of genital mutilation.
Yep.
Oh, he's a far right extremist, by all means, right?
Same here.
You know, you have conservative Christian views of far right extremists. Okay, well, here's another. Let's keep going. You know, on also Fox 55, look up Zach Drew on Facebook. He's a hater. He's no Christian here, right beneath him. Check out the new owner. You won't believe it. Should have been mine. At least I'd have to pay taxes. Here's another comment. He worked for one of the greatest charlatans of all, Jim Baker. Oh, here's one. Oh, and by the way, this one was written by a worship leader at a local Presbyterian church. I know everyone wants to see this, or excuse me, good news, deal fell through for this guy. I hope the second bidder comes through and is a better person. I know everyone wants to see this mansion restored, but please, please do not donate anything to this buyer. He's an extremist, right-wing fundamentalist, and IGBY Ministries is nothing but a platform for him to spew racist, anti-Semitic, I don't even know where they come up with that, and anti-LGBT propaganda. This guy used to work for True News, you know, and this dude all this research on me. Another one. If you're broke, just say it. Anyway, my home is no place for hate, bigotry, or misguided religious figures. Listen, and it goes on and on. This guy who bought it is a conspiracy alt-right nutjob who does things like sell buckets of food to prepare for the apocalypse. It just goes on and on. There were thousands of comments, and Josh, it energized me. It made me more and more excited for these ventures that we are partnering with. I'm telling you right now, America's going to hear, because this is the new normal. And, you know, other ones are saying, I'd rather have the squatters there than this bigot, hoping that I have the same, you know, outcome as Pat Robertson did this week, who was a great man of God.
Isn't it interesting how nobody quotes you as saying anything remotely close to what they're accusing you of? No direct quotes, you know, no clips, nothing like that. It's just accusations. You know what's insane? Just recently, on YouTube. So I'm for one of my last things, I'm working on one last project for Skywatch, and I can't get into too much detail about it yet. But it's a docuseries, and it's about child abuse and how bad it is in America. Well, one of the episodes, usually what I'll do is on my YouTube channel, I will put an unlisted link, so no one else can see it except whoever I send the link to. Of a rough draft of a video, then I'll send it to Tom and people at Skywatch and say, hey, what do you think? What can be improved? That kind of thing. It's like a proofing thing. Well, so this wasn't public at all, and the third episode has to do with trafficking and sexual abuse of minors, and when that went up, I mean, within the hour, YouTube, on an unlisted video, this is something I only had access to, they took it down, they flagged my account. I can't upload on the Daily Renegade YouTube channel for like 2 months now. They removed the video because they said that it was cyberbullying and harassing.
Like, and one more time, what did the content consist of?
It was about pedophiles, sexual child abuse in America, even just physical child abuse. But it was about people who harm children. And even in that, I mean, you know my style. We don't name call or anything. We just present the facts. We even put a bunch of statistics in there showing that, yes, this is happening, but it got removed for cyberbullying. The only people I could have even possibly been accused of cyberbullying are pedophiles. So there's YouTube protecting pedophiles. More and more and more, as time goes on, this stuff is getting more and more normalized. And we're going to see it increase. It's terrible.
That's right. They're coming after the 501s, Josh. And yes, They're going to label us as threats to our homeland. The term is going to be, it's going to get bigger and bigger of Christian nationalists. You know, and in the broadest definition would be, for that word, would be Christians who would like to see some sort of revival in this country to bring us back to Christian principles. You know, let me read you an actual definition here. What is Christian nationalism? Christian nationalism is the belief that the American nation is defined by Christianity and that the government should take active steps to keep it that way. Popularly, Christian nationalists assert that America is and must remain a Christian nation, not merely as an observation about American history, but as a prescriptive program for what America must continue to be in the future. Scholars like Samuel Huntington have made a similar argument that America is defined by its Anglo-Protestant past, that we will lose our identity and our freedom if we do not preserve our culture and inheritance. Okay, that's, wow, okay, well, guess what? You know, they're going to say I'm a Christian nationalist for saying I believe that this country was founded on Christian principles. And our forefathers were almost exclusively Christian, with Christianity in the forefront of their minds as they wrote the Constitution. Let me tell you, like I said, I can't go into a great amount of detail, but something is going to be launching between Josh and myself very soon. and is to protect us from the government. Because, and I don't know if it's going to protect us forever, but the first wave is they're coming after 501s. They will not shut down progressive churches, but those who cling to Scripture. There will be a day the true church of God will be forced to go underground, like the underground church in China right now. Where are we? Where is the church right now? We are in Germany in 1933. That's where we are. And 8 years later, in 1941, the Holocaust began. 11 million Jews and Christians and other dissenters were brutally murdered. The Nazi propaganda ministry, directed by Dr. Joseph Goebbels, one of Adolf Hitler's top deputies, took control of what? And tell me if this sounds familiar. He took control of all forms of communication in Germany. They controlled the newspapers, the magazines, books, public meetings, and rallies, and art, and music, and movies, and radio. Viewpoints in any way that were threatening to the Nazi beliefs or to the regime were censored. Uh-oh. Now, what did you just talk about being censored, Josh? You know, saying that, you know, hey, guess what? Pedophilia might be a wrong idea. You know, my gosh, let's censor this guy. He's coming against the pedophiles. They censored it in Germany, too. Or they just eliminated from all media. And it was during the spring of 1933 that Nazi student organizations, professors, librarians, you know, made a long list of books that they thought should not be read by Germans. Then on the night of May 10th, 1933, Nazis raided libraries and bookstores across Germany. They marched by torchlight in nighttime parades. They sang chants and threw books into huge bonfires. And on that night, more than 25,000 books were burned. You know, and remember that there are some parts of the Bible that they think are extremely offensive. You know, and let me tell you this. As a Christian, there is a day coming where you will be in direct conflict with the authority over you. And I don't mean some abstract conflict. I mean direct in the sense of, no, I will continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I refuse to remove even one iota from the Holy Scriptures that offend you. And I stand in direct conflict to the agenda you are attempting to lay out in my country. You know, Josh, many years ago, I was so inspired. I felt such a strong connection to the life and to the writings of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Mm-hmm. Right, the Lutheran pastor and theologian who stood up to the Nazis. I don't know, I just felt this connection, and I was reading about his life. The Lord would just spark something in my own heart that I even have a hard time explaining it today. But what I'll say is this: true Christians will one day have an underground, secretive network of churches, and the remaining will follow the Antichrist, the son of perdition. Similar to the German Christian church in Nazi Germany, Hitler and the German church was a template for what was to come prophetically, I believe. And the liberal church in Germany, the liberal church, followed the Führer and believed he would return Germany to its former glories before World War I and, you know, the Treaty of Versailles. You know, the DHS has already labeled us, Josh, as domestic terrorists. That was during the Obama administration. People don't like to talk about that.
Yeah, so they can take our rights away through the Patriot Act.
That's exactly right. Josh, I want to end with this. To do what we're going to do, even on this side, which is everything that we're doing with IGBY International Ministries and the Zach Drew Show, the 501, it's going to take a lot of funds. And it is... you know, even to bring you on and everything, you know, for the move and everything, it's an expensive thing, and our coming ventures are expensive. And we have a dear friend that controls different trust funds, and he has said that he believes so strongly, and he believes so strongly in what is going to happen in this ministry, how we're going to expand. He was willing to do this for that the new headquarters that we were going to buy. But he said, Zach, even though that's done, it fell through, we have to trust God in this matter, I still believe that radical expansion is going to be taking place. And he said, in the $50,000 matching pledge that I was anticipating giving towards his headquarters, he goes, I'm still going to give it to you.
Wow.
And so right now, Josh, what we are asking all of our partners to do is to give right now. You can go to ZachDrewShow.com and click that bright orange donate button. And through there, you can either donate through Tithely, which is an online payment service, or PayPal. You can also write us at P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, 62525. Or simply just call the number on your screen and somebody is there waiting to pick up the phone. Right now, we have the opportunity to match $50,000 from our generous friend that is in California. And next week we're going to be going into it. I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about just even the lives of who they are from these trust funds, and to honor them. But please think about giving $1,000 today, or whatever you can do, whatever you've set aside. Maybe it's 100, maybe it's 50, maybe it's 25, maybe it's 10,000. I don't know. But we need to secure this. Big things are coming. They're coming after us very soon, and we need to be prepared. Josh, I'm so excited, brother. We'll see you in a few days, okay?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
All right. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.